Welcome to the Business Direct Podcast. Today we're speaking with Ryan Miller, a sales trainer, sales coach, and sales consultant that enables business owners, sales managers, and salespeople to grow revenue in their organization. He does this by developing and executing a customized, strategic sales process for their specific needs. In this episode, Ryan shares his insight and experience to help you identify specific parts of your sales process that can be improved. For more information about Ryan, visit rjmprofessional.com. Once again, that's rjmprofessional.com. Enjoy the episode. An important part of building a business is to make sure that you have your sales process as efficient and effective as possible. Today, what we're talking about with Ryan is how to identify specific parts of your sales process that you can make more efficient and to produce better results for your business. So Ryan, before we get into some of the specifics, can you share with us if business owners that you typically work with seem to have a really specific process for their sales structure, or are they just kind of approaching selling the way they've always done selling? Do they usually have a good process in place?
Yeah, you know, I don't see business owners today having any sort of articulated process when it comes to their sales efforts. You know, what I'm seeing as a trend, probably more so now than ever, is people that are very good at their trade, you know, an expert architect, or a plumber, or whatever it may be, an IT specialist. You know, they got into business for themselves because of a specific circumstance, and they felt they were really good at what they did, and so they went out into the marketplace, did some research, and felt like they could provide a great service. And so they get into business for themselves, and they're able to provide a wonderful service for themselves. But what they don't stop and think about is the fact that how are they actually going to sell that product or service? They don't have any formalized training. They don't even know how to think about selling their product or service. They just know that they can sell it or that they can perform that service well. And so I think that that's where they hit a roadblock immediately, is they're good at their trade, but they just have really not a good understanding of what it means to sell.
And where would you say that roadblock usually becomes apparent to the actual business owner? For example, it may be apparent for you coming in or for another consultant coming in and saying, wow, you definitely don't have this process as good as it could be. But when does the business owner start to see the symptoms of that in their actual business?
You know, that can definitely vary depending upon industry, the circumstance that brought them into the business for themselves. You know, maybe they carried a big book of business into business for themselves, and so maybe it takes a little bit longer. But I would say that, you know, typically there is that honeymoon phase, you know, for anybody that started a business for themselves. Usually that first year is kind of the honeymoon phase. Even though you're grinding it out and it's very difficult and you're figuring out a whole lot, you can usually use that whole first year to make, for lack of a better word, excuses as to why the business isn't performing well, especially if you have some money tucked away. So it doesn't hurt yet that you're not generating a lot of revenue. So typically at about that 1 year mark, and it could be 9 months, it could be, you know, 18 months, but typically at that point when they really have to start growing that business, and you know, there are some key factors that have come into play as to why they need to grow the business, lack of money or you know, whatever it may be, I think that's when they really start to see that, oh my gosh, what am I doing? How do I even go out and sell?
That's definitely good insight. And we're going to get into some specifics that the listener can use to actually find those issues within their sales process. But before we do that, can you give me an example of a business that you were able to identify some situation in their sales process that wasn't ideal? And what were you able to do to actually help them make that process better? And then what were the results? Can we provide kind of a clear example to the listeners before we get into the how-to information?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to sound kind of funny because this one probably took this guy a little bit longer, but I sat down with an entrepreneur who was doing digital marketing, brand consulting, and he had come out of the industry working for other people, had done a really good job, wonderful quality of work. He got into business for himself, and I think it was about 2 to 2.5 years, and then he started to feel like he needed some help, and he wasn't sure what it was. And so we sat down and we just kind of open air had a discussion as to where he thought he was coming up short. And what I started to realize was, is in his head, he had an idea of what it was going to take to grow his business, but he didn't know how to get there. And so over the course of a 3-month period, we sat down and really built a sales process for him. There was many pieces to that that we could spend hours upon hours talking about. But the end result ended up being, I'm still working with that client a year later, and we have seen a 5x increase in revenue monthly recurring as a result of him being able to articulate that sales process, because it's increased the quality of his work. It's increased the quality of his life. It's increased the appreciation that the clients are receiving. So there are a lot of benefits to it, but for the client alone, I mean, a 5x increase on revenue for anybody would make people do backflips.
Definitely. One of the things I want to investigate a little further though, is you mentioned helping him be able to articulate what the value proposition was. And then you also talked about building out an entire sales process. Can you explain where the biggest problem was with this particular client? Was it on how to actually communicate that value proposition and really figure out exactly what the value proposition was? Or was it more on the process end of generating leads, following up with leads, proposal generation? What side of those two options was the biggest problem on?
Gosh, I hate to say this, but my answer would be yes. So I think that a lot of people, and with this guy in general, or I mean specifically, he struggled with his unique value proposition. I think some of it was probably, and I think anybody that is solo especially, or even if you're a business owner and you don't have a lot of support, you have a hard time seeing how good you really are at what you do. And so then because you have a hard time seeing yourself for that, then you have a hard time demonstrating that to people that you're trying to sell to. So you don't even know what your unique value proposition really is because you don't really see that for yourself. So I think that was definitely step one was, you know, I'm able to see inside of other people, but a lot of times what they're not able to see inside of themselves. So by being able to see that in him and beginning to instill confidence in him to say like, no, you are really good at what you do. Let me explain to you why. And so sometimes it just takes an outside resource to be able to look at someone and say, not only is this is what you're good at, but this is why you're good at it. And then this is how it's going to play out into the rest of your sales process. If you don't have a unique value proposition, I think that everything else after that just completely stalls.
And how do you extract some of that from a business owner that you're speaking with? How do you get to the why they're good at what they're doing? Is this something you can do within, you know, an initial consultation of maybe an hour's conversation? Or is this the fruits of maybe a 30-day process that you've gone through with that particular business owner? How do you extract that type of really valuable information?
So it's kind of a multi-step process, but typically, you know, a consultation is key for anything. So really learning as much as I can from them just talking about themselves, talking about their business, their experience, their lifestyle. You know, there's so much to that. And then depending upon the complexity of the product or service that they're selling really, you know, determines whether that can be done in an hour, not the consultation, but the follow-up meeting can be done in an hour or it can be done over the course of a few months. You know, the more complex the offering, sometimes the more complex that articulation of the unique value proposition really becomes.
So it sounds like it's definitely something that you dig in deep and you kind of use your experience of having done this probably a few times to really help a business owner that's not sure how to do that get the information out there. Can we go through a little bit more about some of the processes, the process side of the sales process? Not so much the value proposition and the messaging side of things, but can we talk through some of the process part of sales, such as, you know, how to manage your follow-up process, how to keep track of deals that are in your pipeline? What are some of the challenges that you see business owners have there? And what are some tools and systems that they can use to address some of those challenges?
Yeah, absolutely. So I kind of believe that there are 5 main steps to any business's sales process. So first and foremost, and I could spend hours upon hours on each one of these, but just to briefly kind of give you an understanding. So first one is identifying your ideal client. if you don't know who you're going after, then you're going to have a hard time building a sales process because, you know, you just don't know who you're catering to. So that's step one. And that can include the type of business, the industry, the specific buyer, what they look like, smell like, talk like, you know, there's depth to that. The second piece is how are you going to engage your prospects once you identify who they are? How are you going to engage them? That is a depth of marketing, you know, in itself, but, you know, the vehicles that they're going to use, the frequency by which they're going to communicate, and then what kind of accountability are you going to instill within to your organization to make sure that what you're putting out there is actually providing a return? So that's two. Number three is how do you then turn those prospects into clients? I call that activating. And so how are you going to make them a client? You know, what steps is it going to take? Do you have to have them sign a contract? You know, do you have to go through a multifaceted process to make sure that, you know, your team on your end is all in place and ready to accept whatever business may come in as a result? And so you need to make sure that each one of those steps is properly written down and understood by all parties involved to make sure that you're delivering the best product possible. So that's three, identifying, engaging, and activating. Step four is the client experience. So you want to create the best client experience possible. I'm sure that many people on the call today have heard that people provide great customer satisfaction, number one in satisfaction. The funny thing is you probably don't hear very much about somebody like JD Power and Associates, you know, being touted as sole source of satisfaction. Everybody provides satisfaction nowadays, but what is the client actually expecting from you? And so it's much more than satisfaction, it's expectation. So what does your client want? When do they want it? And how do they want it? You know, it's not one size fits all anymore, regardless of what you're selling. And then you want to be able to limit your client's sacrifice. I heard a great story one time about the fact that everybody is willing to give up something to get something else. You know, maybe for you, you go to your favorite restaurant because they serve the best steak imaginable, but you're willing to drink Diet Pepsi even though you love Diet Coke. So you're sacrificing your drink preference because of the steak that you're eating. Well, every customer in your business, when they make a buying decision, they're sacrificing something for something else. So you need to understand what they're willing to sacrifice and then limiting that. And then lastly, number five is maximizing. So you want to ensure the greatest amount of revenue per client. And I don't mean taking advantage of clients. And this is where some people misstep. You don't want to get too much out of the client, but you want to make sure that your clients understand what you offer, what they're buying, and can they use more of what you offer? You know, sometimes people are happy to just land a client and you totally miss out on providing them product, you know, B, C, D, and E because you were just happy to get product A sold to them. So those are typically the five steps that I believe any business should have if they are to say, you know, I have a great sales process and it's something that I can begin acting upon.
So I think it's really helpful to put it into a simple five-step process like that. One of the things I'd like to conclude on is giving somebody a very specific next step that they can use out of today to actually implement some of this within the next 1 to 2 hours. And so what steps related to those five steps that you mentioned, what steps can a listener do today within the next 1 to 2 hours of time to actually make their sales process better or help them develop the sales process from scratch? What would you say is what they should spend their next 1 to 2 hours on for this?
You know, I definitely think that the key for any business owner is to identify step one, which was the type of client that you're selling to, the type of client that you want to sell to, and where you think you've missed the boat if you are not selling to your ideal client. The reason I say that that's really important is because you selling to the wrong clients has a majority of ramifications. You know, one is obviously it can just drive you absolutely crazy, you know, when you're selling to people that you don't want to. But secondly, and probably more importantly, especially the smaller the business that you have, so the less time you have to do things, when you're focused on the wrong clients, you are missing the boat on the right clients, and the right clients will pay you more, they'll be easier to deal with, and they're going to have a greater appreciation for what you're providing to them, which then you know, that allows them to go tell more people about you, which grows your business. And, you know, they want to buy more from you, which grows your business. So out of that first identifying category, you know, you can really get a lot of fruit.
I definitely agree. And I was thinking that would be the answer that, that you put out there for this particular question. To summarize for the listener, there's really three key things I think you can get out of today's interview. The first thing is that you need to make sure to actually focus on your sales process. You've probably been in business for a while. You're definitely good at what you do, but you might not have a really defined process for how you actually sell in your business. And that's something that Ryan was really helpful to provide some insight on. Specifically, Ryan talked about a five-part process: identifying your ideal client, figuring out how you're going to actually engage with them, how are you going to turn those prospects from prospects into clients, how are you going to make sure that they have a good client experience, that you're meeting and exceeding their expectations, and that you're making sure to not sacrifice things that they're not willing to sacrifice. And then lastly, making sure you maximize revenue from your clients by providing the most value that you can. So that five-part process was really helpful. And Ryan clarified at the end that figuring out who your ideal client is that you should actually be targeting and working with is really the key piece of all that. So as an action item out of today, you can visit Ryan's website, which you'll find in the show notes, to see his 9-session sales training course or the free content that he has on his website. You'll be able to learn specific things that you can use to help improve your sales process, and also some exercises that you can go through within the training program to actually identify your ideal client to improve your sales process. Thank you so much for your time today, Ryan.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Business Direct podcast. Today, we've been speaking with Ryan Miller, a sales coach, trainer, and consultant, about how to improve your sales process. For more information about Ryan, visit rjmprofessional.com. Once again, that's rjmprofessional.com. Thanks for listening.